A lot of times I don't think that we realize the enormity of God. Amen. I know we can't really grasp how big God is, but I'm going to try to give you a concept of. Now it says in verse 14, Psalms 115, verse 14, it says, "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children." You ought to confess it every day of your life. Amen. Every day I confess, "The Lord shall increase me, Natoya, Princess Cameron, and Perry, more and more." Every day. He shall increase us more and more. Now, but verse 15 is what I want to look at. It says, "Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Now, a lot of times we say, okay, I'm blessed of the Lord. But listen what the scripture says. "You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Listen, for God to make heaven and earth, he's talking about all of the universe. This earth and all its intricacies and molecules and atoms and things we don't even know about, minerals that we don't even know how to use. Said God made all of this. I'm going to give you a concept of how big God is. Now scientists say, this really amazed me. Scientists say, I think I taught this a couple years ago. I gave you this fact. Scientists say that in the universe, there's about 200 different galaxies. I know I taught this in my Sunday school class. 200 billion galaxies. That's what they estimate out there in space. Now you got to understand this now. You got to understand this. They recently came out with another survey. They said, you know, we grossly underestimated that. With the new technology that we have now, we think there are close to 2 trillion different galaxies in the universe. I ain't talking about stars now. I'm talking about galaxies. Galaxies. Now, the Black Eye Galaxy, that's one that, you know, they got a lot of them, named, has over 100 billion stars, what they estimate. The Whirlpool Galaxy, same thing. Now, our own Milky Way Galaxy has over 250 billion stars. This is one galaxy, y'all. The Andromeda Galaxy, they estimate over 1 trillion stars in that one galaxy. Now, if there are 2 trillion galaxies with 100 billion, 250 billion, and 1 trillion stars, can your mind even conceive how big God is? And the Bible says that he knows every star by name. This little fi-fi right here, this one little blue flame, I'm going to call this star Peter. I'm going to call this star Young Hot. I'm going to call this star Light It Up. I mean, God know all of them by name. Your mind can't even conceive a number that big. It don't make sense. I mean, I tried to understand. I mean, okay, that hurt my head. It's just too much. Do you understand how big? And the Bible says that we are blessed of the Lord which made the heavens, all of that, and the earth. We ain't just blessed. We blessed by the one who made all of that. I'm talking about all of that. And I can guarantee you that the number that they given ain't even close enough. I mean, that's just what we can kind of estimate and guesstimate and figure out. God is big. Our God is big. Come on, y'all. Uh-huh. So strong. Mm-hmm. And mighty. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I'm just saying, God is a big God. He's a big God. He's a big God. Psalms 113, verse 5, it says, "Who is like our God?" Who? Nobody. Nobody. Who is like the Lord? Who? Who? Who can name every star and give it a name and remember it? Amen. Well, look, you come up with some people you ain't seen in 15 years. Sometimes you just can't remember their name. Man, I know you. I know you, dude. Where I know you from? God know every one of them by name. This little blue flame, little fi-fi, little red hot right there. This little noun. I'm going to call this one noun later. I mean, he knows it. God is a big God. Big God, big God, big God. And the Bible says, we are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. Amen? Amen. Psalms 113, verse 5, "Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who dwelleth on high, who is enthroned on high? His throne is high." Who is like God? Nobody. Nobody, no thing, no devil, no situation. Nothing is like the Lord our God. Amen? So let's talk about these weapons. So, the Bible says that even though we're in this body, this flesh body, our warfare is not unspiritual, but we we war, when we war, when we fight, when we contend, we do it spiritually, amen. I can remember I was on my way home, and in this curve, they were working on the road, so you had to go around into the other lane. And as I went around the other lane, I went around the curve, and so I had to get around the curve because they had the asphalt trucks out there. It really didn't have nobody directing traffic because it was just a little short span, but it was right in the curve. So as I went around there, it was a truck coming. And the guy, he couldn't see the asphalt truck and all the other people out there. He couldn't see them. He just saw me on the other side of the road. So I couldn't really tell what he was saying, but he was pointing like this and looked like he was saying something. Looked like he was saying, like, forgive you or something. That's what it looked like to me now. He was saying, forgive you. I think that's what he was saying, something like that. Anyway, but he was but he was real mad because I was in the wrong lane. I'm just saying he was saying something. And, I whooped on over. He was all in that window. Forgive you, brother. Forgive you. Forgive you. I'm like, yeah, brother, yeah. It was something. I couldn't make out what he was saying, but I'm just saying. It was something like that. I'm just saying. But I'm saying, I can remember the days when Terrell would have stomped on the brakes, I'd be, what? Especially when I came back from Chicago, I drove like a maniac, man. That devil tried to come up on me this morning. I was running late, a little bit late. These folk pull out in front of me, act like they can't drive. I said, okay, Terrell, sit down. I don't know why they got to pull out in front of me driving 2 miles an hour. Now, I know my words going, I know that them words got power. And sure enough, here comes somebody that pulled out in front of me driving 2 miles an hour. I'm like, man, let me just hush and drive, man. Let me just drive. Hush, Terrell. My wife ain't said a word. She just let me speak all that. She's supposed to stop me now. She spoke to Terrell. You know better than that. She know what to do. She just let me talk that morning. I know, right? I got to get it sometime. That's right. It's time to grow up, Terrell. It's time to grow up. Amen, amen. But he got in the flesh. Amen. The enemy will try to get you in the flesh. He gonna try. You know, the Bible says have no new tricks under the sun. I mean, the same thing he did 1,500 years ago, he doing it now. Just got a little more technology, amen. I'm talking about the same thing on job. People that used to work back in Egypt, they got folks that they couldn't get along with either, amen. Amen. I'm pretty sure when Jesus was a carpenter, I'm pretty sure he had a crew. I'm pretty sure it was some folk probably trying to get on his nerves. Amen. I can see Jesus now. The lunch is over with. I'm just saying. Jesus was a boss. Amen. Anyway, I can talk about it. Anyway, let me move on. Okay. So the three weapons I want to talk about. Number one, faith. Faith. Amen. God has given us faith. Amen. So, let's look at Hebrews chapter 11. I'm not going to read a lot of this, but Hebrews chapter 11, let's look at verse 1. Say amen when you have it.